B-Pod Studios.
That wasn't fun last night.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't.
No, it was fun.
Entertaining. Great back and forth. Bad from a Celtics perspective. Ooh, that's an important one they blew last night.
Puts them on a choke meter, doesn't it?
Couple of guys on the choke meter.
Yeah.
Well, I would put that guy right there. You just heard in the clip. Jason Tatum. The guy that we've been told is a star and can be a top five player in this league. You know when the stars are made?
That night.
Fourth quarters and overtime in playoff games that are really important.
Like Kyle Lowry.
Closeout games?
So, was a star born last night?
No.
I just thought we'd check the scoreboard on that one.
Yeah. Daniel Tice.
Kyle Lowry?
Kyle Lowry.
He looked good.
Yeah. Yeah. Why wouldn't you just take Smart and just have him just blanket Lowry the rest of the game when you know, okay, this could be this guy's night? Like, stick Smart on him. Do something.
Disappointing loss last night.
Don't let Tice shoot. Loss. Jesus Christmas.
I asked that, and I don't want to interrupt, Beatle, how you want to start, but honestly, there was at some point where I don't know that it would have mattered, so I said the same thing to myself and out loud. I'm like, you might want to cover him. He was covered. A lot of the times, he wasn't getting free looks. Somebody was on him.
Yeah, I mean, it would make it more difficult for him to get the ball. You know, they got to actually draw something up to stop the game, to have a chance to get him open on something. It wasn't like you made them stop to do what they wanted to do. You didn't stop anything that they wanted to do. And is that coaching? Or is it just guys not rising to the occasion there at the end?
I thought
they're going to win at the end because I thought, you know, Marcus hit that bucket.
Up four,
there was that stretch where it was Jaylen Brown, Jaylen, Marcus, and I'm like, they got this.
Up four in double OT. You thought they were going to win? Yeah, I think that was probably a good thing to start thinking at that point.
Yeah.
And then what happened? They couldn't stop the Raptors. They shut them out at the end of regulation. They shut them down. They showed you that same defensive prowess they showed in game five.
Yep.
It was there in the final minutes. But I think it's disappointing last night because Kemba was not good. He did not have a good night. I know he hit the shot late, which was good. We like that. It's clutch. It's all those things. But clutch doesn't matter when you suck for most of the game. It doesn't matter.
He had 5 points. Is that bad?
It's bad.
Five isn't enough?
I mean, two of those points were important points in the grand scheme of the game. But no, he needed to be better. Tatum was good. He had that fabulous play defensively. But late was not. When you needed him the most, he was not.
Yeah.
And I know that Nick Nurse, Mike Tomlin, was out there on the court pretending to play the game. I get it, but he didn't use that as an excuse. He took proper blame for that after the game.
Yeah, but I mean, he moves a lot during the game. He's down and crouched, and he just can't help himself. I don't know if he's trying to bait them to throw the ball to him, though. I mean, that's a stretch for me.
He still shouldn't be there.
I know he shouldn't be there, but I just thought Tice may have moved, and I think that's what maybe Tatum anticipated, that, okay, he's going to cut to the basket, and I'm going to lead him because he's wide-ass open. Really don't want Tice just squaring up to shoot a three from there. Stay in the corner. It's not like the best thing you should do.
Should the Celtics be in this position of having to play a game seven?
No, they should not. Series should have been over.
Yes. And
they
should
have won game three. They didn't close out game three. They didn't close out last night. And the fact they didn't do this, this might be one of the biggest chokes.
It just feels
because of the stretch.
Like they've undone what they did in game five. I mean, game five proved, okay, you're the better team. And when your backs are against the wall and you absolutely need a win, you can go out and get it. And I hope that's the case for game seven for them.
Who's the better?
I do.
Who's the better team in a series?
The Celtics are still the better team.
Yeah.
Who's been the best player? Who's the best player in the series right now? Because I don't think it's anybody on the Celtics.
No,
it's got to be Lowry.
It's Lowry.
It's Lowry.
Who's the second best?
It's a discussion. I would like to say Kemba Walker, but he's had two bad games now in the series.
52 minutes, 2 for 11 from the field, 5 points.
Oh, God. That's not what you needed. That's not what you signed that guy to that big contract for in the offseason. Not what you're looking for.
I know he didn't knock down shots, and their intention, too, was to take out Walker in that game, too, and beat us with everybody else. Is that a recipe to beat them?
To take out Kemba Walker?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. If you take out Kemba Walker, you need someone else to step up and fill the void.
There's your problem.
What else? I'm looking for – he was absent. He was just non-existent through most parts of that game. I'm like, did he do more than I'm giving him credit for?
No. Probably.
No.
No, probably.
No. He had 4 rebounds and 7 assists.
But no, but that's numbers. I'm talking about like deferring. Okay, 7 assists. You know, does he move with the ball well? Does he set guys up? Yeah, I think he kicked it a couple times to set up good shots for those guys.
Convert on a good assist, I understand. But
yeah, I mean, yeah.
Why is that so? But the weird thing is statistically, I mean, obviously the extra minutes help, but you look at Tatum's night, and statistically it's not bad. But did you feel like Jason Tatum elevated his team last night?
I felt bad about Tatum at the end of that game.
You can't elevate your team when you keep losing the handle on
correct.
The ball.
In the biggest, most important moments of the game.
When you're trying to cross over a 6-foot guard who's defending you, just shoot it over him.
I'm like,
what are you doing?
Where are you going?
Why are you going to your left and getting into the paint? Just shoot it over him.
He's trying for that mid-range bank shot that he's been hitting in a series, going right down the middle. That's what he's trying for. And he got his pocket picked. I mean, that to me was the turning point of the game right there.
Easy for us to, you know, pick it apart technically like that. But does anyone look at Tatum or Brown or Kemba and say they had good nights? They had good nights in what was supposed to be a closeout game and get ready for what could be a much easier path to the NBA championship than you had anticipated.
Now, you got a team sitting there that's rested, that closed their series out. You're right. I mean, they're sitting there looking at each other like, we didn't do enough.
Don't look at the stats. You look at Tatum at 29 points. Jaylen Brown at 31. Did Jaylen Brown have a good night? He was 11 for 30.
He had that cold stretch. He had 2 big shots at the end of regulation, but I think he had that cold stretch in there too. They all had lapses. They all did. They're all to blame.
I felt like Marcus Smart had a good night.
Marcus Smart gives you that every night.
I didn't say Smart or Tice. Yeah. I thought Smart and Tice both had good nights.
Well, Tice, I mean, you got to take into account what you expect from him. And in terms of expectations versus performance, I would agree with
you. But you're talking about the number 4 player on your team. See, you're looking at expectations of what you expect out of Marcus Smart.
You're talking about the 5th best player.
Marcus Smart gives you that every night. And those other guys step up, you kill people. You do. If Smart plays that way and gives you that type of production every night, like, that's all he can ask for. That's the best.
You shouldn't be happy with your team if you're a Celtics fan after that loss last night. They needed that one. They needed to close this thing out. I have no... What do you feel for Game 7? What's your feel on this?
I have no clue.
No clue.
No clue.
Who's the ref?
Well, that was a factor last night, but I don't want to do four hours of reffing. They had their chances.
Right.
They had their chances, but one thing, Beadle. Daniel Tice.
Yeah.
9 for 11, right?
Yeah.
Where does Daniel Tice get his points?
Oh, inside?
Underneath the basket.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Dunks. Alley-oops,
right.
Little baby banks. How many times did he go to the free throw line last night? You live in the paint. That's where you take all your shots. How many times did he go to the free throw line last night?
He went to the free throw line 0 times in the game.
Not
a single time.
Now, the overturned foul, I happen to agree with.
How many points did he have?
Oh.
18.
Okay, so he was in there enough to score 18 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't get fouled once?
Well, he's not getting a call.
Kemba at the end of regulation was fouled. And then they called a foul on Tatum at the other end, which was just insanity. Thank God that game went to overtime.
What confusion.
That would have been criminal if that game had ended prior to there being an overtime.
Even the announcers said it last night. They said that if this thing ends like that, all they were talking about is how, as referees, you don't want to influence who wins, and nobody wanted it to end. And they didn't come. I don't know that they came out and say they didn't want Toronto to win, but they didn't want Toronto to win the game at that moment in the first overtime or regulation, whenever it was, Beadle, because they knew that the referees had a massive influence on that part of the game.
Don't you hate that at the end of the game? What would have been? Listen, I know they're letting them play a little bit, but that would have been a foul in that game.
It's
in the final second, so we're not going to call it. What?
Any point in any NBA game, it's a foul.
Yes.
It's a foul.
That's a foul. It should have ended with Kemba Walker at the line. That I agree with. He got fouled.
Of course he did. At any other juncture in the season in the
pissed.
Game.
He didn't get that call. You don't see him get that mad routinely. I don't think a Kemba Walker is a guy who does a lot of whining to the refs. He couldn't believe it. That's where it should have ended. I get it. The refs, Tony Brothers, terrible. But it's like, an NBA playoff game where there's a chance for a game 7 and the calls didn't go your way and the referees were terrible? Welcome to the NBA. So my hope is that whoever it is that goes on in this game seven and is calling the game seven recognizes and the league recognizes that the Celtics are the better team here.
That's a tough one for me, right?
Okay? That's my hope, that there is some fairness and equity in how it is.
Where's,
they push the length of the series,
the contact there, though?
But still have the right guy being the right team on the right side of it by the end of the series. And the Celtics could come out again and play the same way that they did in game five and in game seven, where they are being put in a spot. They need to respond. Will they? I sure hope so, because they're the better team in this series.
Zoe doesn't think he
again,
got
five. Show me where the contact is. Where's the contact when he's driving the lane there between two? Now, he goes down and braces himself. I don't see him getting hit, being pushed to the ground.
That's a foul at
boom,
any other
right
point
there.
In that game.
Wait, where? The hip? When he after the ball's gone? Ball's gone. They're going for the ball. That guy went for the ball on the board.
Zoe doesn't think he was fouled. I think he was fouled at the end of
regulation. I see why it looks like from that angle, there's no contact, Hardy.
I wouldn't say no contact.
A little brush.
Van Fleet fouled him.
Did it affect the foul? Did it affect the shot? When the if the mysterious contact.
Yes, he puts. It's not. He puts his left hand. We're not going to do this.
I'm not, okay.
You either think it was a foul or you don't.
I mean,
we're not
going to
break this down.
I'll give it to you. It looks like a foul. But as you slow down, I can see why maybe he didn't call it.
617-779-0985. What the hell is going to happen now for the Celtics? And if they don't win this thing, who are you blaming? I want to know that, too. If they don't pull this series out in game seven. We'll get to your calls on the Celtics game last night. Double overtime loss against Toronto. It's all tied up 3-3 here on Zolak and Bertrand.
It's Sarah Underwood from Boston 25 Morning News.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
But again, I would go hot pick and roll with Kemba Walker. They're pretty much isolating him and trusting him to make a play.
Walker on the drive, gets to the rim, layup, he missed it. And a held ball with 2.2 seconds remaining.
And they're giving Toronto a timeout.
One official looked ready to call the held ball, and another one the timeout, saying soon as he grabbed it. The officials conferring right now.
The last 4 seconds of that game were a disaster from the referee standpoint. What a mess. Kemba got fouled. That happened. Kemba was fouled.
I give it to you. I mean,
then you've got that situation where they grant it as a, they grant the timeout. They also have the inbounds play where Tatum gets called for the foul. Mm-hmm. And they said it wasn't in the act of shooting. It was. Like, it was, but I think it was like, oh God, we didn't call the foul on Kemba. We're not going to call this as in the act of shooting here. We're not doing that. But also somehow, this is, I don't think necessarily a ref issue. Do you notice that like a second and a half came off the clock on the inbounds? Like where'd all the time go? That did not take ones. Wait a minute.
And yet they threw
the ball in and the whistle was blown almost instantly as the ball got there.
And yet in game three, they have the ability to make a cross court pass, catch it, shoot, and do it all within a half a second.
Just like what the timekeeping here might be a problem here, guys.
You probably have some kid, really, that's on vacation with his family down at Disney, and they brought him in to run the board for 15 bucks. You see it at all high school gyms. Come on down, 15 bucks. You run the board, you do the book for the game.
Maybe it's an electronic whistle problem, T-Bone. Maybe that's what it is. Was it picked up? Not loud enough.
Unbelievable.
Let's go to your call. 617-779-0985. Rick is up first. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
So that just put it on the list. That last 15 seconds of that was just a train wreck. The jump ball, all that stuff. But the foul that I don't hear people talking about is when Kemba, now they had chances to win the game, clearly, but Kemba goes at a hole. They're not looking at body contact. A lot of times they look upper body, arm. He OG whacks Kemba right in his inside forearm.
He hit him on his foot, too.
It was more lower body than any upper body.
I saw a still image of that on Twitter.
You look at OG from every view they showed, even from the official's view that they showed from the camera angle, you can see him reach out not a complete windup, but he reached out and he whacked him on his inside of the forearm, and that's why the ball flew out of his hand, out of bounds. The jump ball after that, it's a clear jump ball, but Brothers is behind the play, so he has to be right.
You're right. I'm looking at it now. He's got his hand firmly, OG Anunoby firmly has the hand right around the elbow area.
The inside of the upper arm, upper inside
right
forearm.
Here.
I mean, he whacked him, and the ball goes flying off his hand.
And the ball is still in Kemba's hand at that point.
That was a foul. That's what I saw live. And when they showed replay, I'm like, how do you not call? Listen, I understand the NBA. We've been watching it for years. I get it. We all get it. They should have won. They've had opportunities. There's always opportunities. But that's a foul. That's what refs look at. They look at that arm, hand area at the end of the game. They're not going to call body contact, and I'm fine with that. But that's the foul that I'm looking at, not the body. I could care about the body. Those guys got to play through that. But he got whacked on the arm as if the guy did it on purpose. And like, well, I should get away with this. But
all right, Rick. But again, Rick admits they had their chances.
They did. I mean, I saw Tice get hammered and not get one call. He hit in the head twice.
Is there any code of honor in the NBA ref program? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, what's the Tice
do they make
to
sure
you?
The best team wins? Brendan's in Malden on Brad Stevens and what he deserves for blame. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing? Always been a fan of the show. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to say right now is this. Game four, okay, is all on Brad Stevens, in my opinion, because not about Taco, but don't even cover the inbounder, okay? And just that's it. Don't even cover the inbounder. And then the last game, now let's talk about this, okay? We knew going into last game it was going to be an uphill climb with the refs. We knew it was going to be an uphill battle. But you have 24 seconds left, or 26 seconds left. Call a timeout, Brad. You have two timeouts. Call a timeout and draw up a play. You have a point guard in Kemba Walker who has never been to the playoffs before. Call a timeout and draw up a play that you practiced all year. Give the guys a breather. And let's go. Let's get this game and let's win. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, Brendan. Appreciate the call. That did cross my mind during the game last night. I never understand coaches' philosophies on timeouts. Because some coaches don't want to use the timeout. They'd rather you continue to play because the timeout, what benefits you get out of it, your opponent gets out of it too.
Yeah.
You go draw up a play. Well, they get the breather too, and they go drop something defensively. Right?
Yeah.
Especially in this series where this team uses 100 different ways to defend. So
I understand it early in games that when you're stopping a run.
Absolutely. That's the obvious one. I'm talking about late.
Yeah.
Where,
late.
Know, the coaches that are willing to go, you know, to the end of the game with the timeouts in their pocket.
It's beneficial to both. I agree.
It is. But you got to remember that. When you call a timeout, the benefit you get can also be matched by the other team.
Mm-hmm. Lowry's a little pissed at that last timeout last night, wasn't he? Oh, my God.
That guy's got balls, man.
Oh, my God.
That dude plays hard.
He was so pissed at Nick Nurse.
Don't you love how the commentators make up for that? When that was going on, I couldn't stand the commentary of...
Oh, Mark Jackson?
Oh, they just have much respect for one another, and you're like, what?
No.
But no. These guys look like they hate each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which led to the dust-up at the end of the game. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. So much respect. Let's talk about how much respect they have for each other, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what? I think he hates his coach. I'd hate him, too. Oh, isn't he so easy to hate? What is with opposing coaches?
The game was
over. Why do I feel like we identified coaches? We have so many coaches that we've hated.
Well, because it's the other
over
team.
The years, the other team in Boston sports, whether it's the Bruins. It's unbelievable.
I don't know.
I come to hate all the other coaches.
If Tortorella coached hockey here, you'd probably love Tortorella.
I actually like that guy.
I know. And if Nick Nurse coached here, and you love that style, and he's into it, like, you know, I'm gonna be into it like the guys are. I think we dig that here. I kind of dig Nick Nurse.
Kyle Lowry talk about this?
Yes, I don't like that.
After the game,
I think there's a double overtime around the timeout. You and Nick, or you look like you're a little bit frustrated with the bench or something like that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Next question.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, okay.
I think he does know what he's talking
now,
about.
I think he just gave you an answer.
Yeah, kind of.
I can't stand the guy. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm not stepping in this one.
I don't know. Oh, You mean when the game was over and the Celtics weren't going to cover the inbound pass, there was 0.5 seconds left on the clock. All we had to do was put it on the floor and the game was over and we won? You talking about that timeout that he caught? Yes, I would love to discuss that with you at length. See, here's the problem. Even if you give them a small chance, you're giving the opponents a chance, which is why any idiot knows you don't call a timeout there and allow them to set up the defense. And, okay, yes, thank you. Thank you for asking the question. I did want to talk about that. He hates somebody. That was a boneheaded move. The guy is hateable. Watch him. Watch one game with Nick Nurse. Tell me you don't hate him.
I hate him.
I hate him. I hate this guy.
He doesn't bug me as much as he bugs you guys.
I don't know what you're talking about. Next question.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Next question.
I'm talking about my idiot coach. You know what else might be the issue there? That guy gets a lot of credit for the Raptors' success.
Yeah, because it looks like he's in control.
Oh,
yeah.
They're just so well coached. Blah, blah, blah.
Coach of the year last year.
That's all we hear about. Yeah.
Coach of the year.
Yeah, coach of the year.
Might win it again.
There was a player on that team last year that may have been partially responsible for Nick Nurse winning coach of the year. It's just a thought.
I don't know. Is he any good this year?
Let's go to Dave, who's in Braintree. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
I just want to talk about Stevens. I know the caller before said something about him, but I don't know why anybody's not mentioning the fact that he had a challenge left in his back pocket in the last minute and a half of the game or so, and especially on the last drive where Kemba went to the basket. If you can challenge that play, why would you not challenge it? You had two timeouts left, 3 seconds left on the clock or so, and you don't use the challenge? I feel like he was a deer in headlights, and he wasn't, you know, wasn't a part of the game at that point. He was like out of himself and not coaching. He needs to coach the game and be a part of the moment, and he wasn't.
Do you think the challenge would have gone their way? I get what you're saying.
I thought that would have been a good spot for a challenge.
In that moment, I think they look at it and said, there's got to be more contact than that for us to reverse that call. Four ticks left, right? Drives the bucket.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching it. I'm going back and forth, guys. I've seen worse falls than that during the game called or not called. And you're going to be ticky-tack over that one? Yeah. I don't think they hammered him to where they hammered him to the floor. Did they touch the arm? Maybe.
Headlines with Hardy. We'll go right back to your calls coming up next, and we will get to Jim Louth Unboxed at 10:50.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, dude. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Hey, this is kind of coming. Jaylen Brown just in their availability just now said that emotions were getting high. And he kind of said things seem to get out of hand at times, especially pointing toward the coaching staffs. Do you think that anything was out of line with how you guys were necessarily acting tonight?
No. We're just competing, Andrew.
I gotcha. Just wanted to get your thoughts on it. That's all. Thanks, Coach.
No problem. Thanks.
Nick Nurse. Hate that guy. You can't challenge a non-call. Key element there of Brad Stevens late in the game. You can't challenge a non-call. You could charge a call.
Oh, he'll challenge it.
Think was a foul. You can't challenge a foul that wasn't called a foul.
Yeah, Brad's talked about this before, too. He said the guy knows it. Like, if Marcus will plead it or Kemba, that's what I defer to when I challenge.
Do we want to play Brown from last night on Nick Nurse? Did you hear this?
Yeah.
This was after the game, after Nick Nurse was again in the corner. I mean, standing on the court. His toes were onto the court, right in the corner. And this is when you had Tatum throw the ball away out of bounds. Just threw it away. I think he may have confused Nick Nurse for Tice. And so there's a joke there. I'm going to leave it alone. Not going to go there. But
why it'd be difficult to confuse the two?
So let's go to what Jaylen Brown had to say about it after the game.
Jaylen, when you mentioned the coaches as part of that, are you referring to when Nick Nurse was in the corner on that Jason Tatum drive? Looked like he thought that was Tice in the corner when he threw a pass over there?
Like I said before, I think it's a lot of emotions. It's very intense and things like that. And sometimes things seem to go overboard at times. Let's keep it in check. Let's keep it, you know, respectable. And let's keep playing basketball. You know, grown men should be able to control themselves. you know, especially, you know, coaching staff. So let's continue to do what we got to do, play basketball. Let's be ready to fight.
Grown men, especially coaching staffs. I thought this was a mild comment, but last night you see the eyeball emojis for everybody.
No.
Ooh, can you believe he said this about Nick Nurse?
Yeah.
If he really wanted to say what he wanted, what we all wanted to say about Nick Nurse, is get this clown out of the corner. What is he doing out there? They got to take care of that. This guy's an idiot. Oh, instead, he says, grown man. Grown men need to control themselves, especially the coaching staffs. It's like, can you look at this calling out Nick Nurse? Nick Nurse deserves to be called
why
out.
Why is he down in the
he
corner?
He deserves to be called out for this crap.
I know he squats down, he moves around and all that stuff. And that's his whole mantra. But why is he in the corner? Why is he all the way down in the corner?
Because he's an a-hole.
Yeah. I'll give you that one.
I watched a replay, too, this morning. He looks back at the bench. And so he's like, look what I just did.
He looks like, he apparently looks back at like mission accomplished. And like, hey, got him. Got him.
Isn't it a, it's a penalty in the NFL, isn't it?
Yeah.
To go too far down, aren't they?
Well,
make
it's,
that
wait, it's, you have to. You're,
it's a penalty in the NBA.
Yeah.
It's a technical.
They never call it, though. I mean, most famously, John Calipari was once called for it at UMass, you know, staying in the coaching box. It was sort of a big thing in the history of UMass basketball. But, yes, go ahead.
Tatum's reaction there, too. Like, you should have played that up more. Like, pointed, like, what is he doing in the corner? Instead, he looks back inside like, Tice doesn't do anything. You know, I think this is basically Tatum thinking Tice was going to break for the bucket and tried to lead him. And Tice just stayed there. Miscommunication. Because I don't see a bitch to the ref or, you know, every time Jason Tatum gets screwed over, he's always complaining. He doesn't do anything. There's lack of reaction there. I would like to see more reaction there if that was the case. If he really, you know, obstructed you and you thought, boy, that was one of our players. I'm trying to throw it to him. Not enough from Tatum after that.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Roman in Florida. Roman!
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm great until last night. I was a former Celtics season ticket holder for 20 years at the Old Garden. And sat in the third row and used to, you know, taunt Kareem. We call him the Lizard. And Barkley came after me one day. So I'm a veteran.
Nice. But, do you live in Boca Vista? You like in Boca Vista, Del Boca?
No, Venice is just south, hour and a half south of Tampa. It's a quiet community. I lived in Sarasota for about 15 years and downsized. But anyway, I had to take a Valium last night, you know, after seeing what I saw. I agree with all of the above that I heard and that you guys said, you know. The refs must have had a mortgage riding on it, you know, and I can be quoted as saying that, but they were horrible.
Good.
Yeah, and the fact that Kemba did get mauled, and Tice is, you know, the ref's favorite punching bag. I mean, he was being mauled on the feet.
He's Tice.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just like, you know, what do you have to do? But, you know, putting them aside and their ineptness, it's just that I think Tatum, as excellent as he is and is going to be, is trying to do too much. You know, conceptually, when they were, you know, ganging up on him or Kemba and he was passing it for free dunks to Tice, it's just like, that's team ball. You know, Jason, get the crap out of you. You're not Larry Bird. You can't do it all the time. And if you're having a bad game and you miss four foul shots in the first half and you're 1-for-7, I foresaw a problem. I said, in the second half, they should have emerged.
Okay, Roman, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
What time do you think Roman eats dinner?
I was looking at my watch.
I mean, well, the first 40 seconds were the life story that Zoe egged on. So
I
put
like
that
our,
on
I like our colors
Don't
from Florida.
We actually have audio from him back in the day.
Oh, what is it?
Who's going to win it? The Celtics. Because there's no other reason why. The Celtics are the balls.
That's Roman.
That's Roman when he's 17. That's him, like, back at the fours in 1979.
Can you hear the Valium still in his body this morning? Look, I had to take a Valium last night. Oh, my hand.
Well, by 5:30, Eddie, by 5:30, you get the blue plate special.
Celtics rights. Are the balls. The Celtics are the balls. It's my favorite commercial.
I did read yesterday there may be a comeback in store for the fours, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Not one
up
of the
off
other-
the mat?
Well, they have other locations. It's not like a fake comeback like that.
No.
Like,
I'm talking about a real comeback outside of TD Garden. Yeah.
Same spot?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No.
I don't want to see it move to another location.
There's been some people that have made phone calls since learning about this that want to make investments in the business.
Oh, good.
Good.
To keep it alive.
Excellent. Poorhouse came back, right?
They did?
I think Poorhouse got saved, yeah.
Oh. JP in North Providence, JP.
Beatles, though, NFL's back tonight, first of all.
We're going to get to that.
I'm angry. I won't swear. I'll try. I got two things that have got me angry. Was Donaghy refereeing last night? It looked like you needed to lose an arm like the knight in Monty Python's Holy Grail to get a foul last night.
Merely a flesh wound.
And Stevens.
Yeah.
We've got the greatest defender in the history of sports, but not according to Adam Jones and Marcus Smart, and we can't coach up in a series how to stop Lowry. We've got to come up with a defense to stop him. They stopped Kemba last night. Hey, Brad, let's do a little coaching and stop him. I'm just so fired up. They're letting the guy do whatever he wants. How about a hard foul in the first minute?
I would say, how about a little bit of credit for Lowry for the way he played? I mean, you saw it late. There's good defense being played against him.
He wanted it.
I think Jackson had the best line of the night, saying that's good defense and that's better offense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes you got to give the other guy credit for being great. Dakota in Braintree. Dakota.
So the NBA product is probably the best that I think I've ever seen. And I've been watching the NBA since my eyes were able to be open. But when there's a financial gain, and we all know there is, that the longer the series goes, the more money they can generate from revenue. It helps out not only referees, what they get paid, but the players and the salary cap, et cetera. You're always going to have this issue, and it's never going to go away. So the first thing they need to remove is figure out something that no matter how extended these series goes, there's no revenue involvement going forward. On the review, I thought that if a call went to review like an out of bounds play, and it happened twice on the Tice thing, which they reviewed, and then on Jalen we lost it. There was a foul committed first that you could see the slap down on Jalen, and then the same thing with Tice got hit before. So I thought when it goes to review, if a foul was committed during the watch of the review, they can go, okay, the foul was issued. We're calling a foul on so and so. And the other problem with this in the NBA. We all know that the NBA, the referees say, you know what, I'm not going to call a foul, but I'm just going to give the ball back to you because I'm just going to save that foul being called. And that gets taken away now with the review process because if the foul did commit and it was there, but then they didn't call it and the ball goes off, the referee can't play that game. And the NBA's always like that. Same with missed shots. When they put it up with the layup, the referees wait to see if they blew the layup before they call the foul. So you can't have it both ways. And now what the NBA refs are doing is they get that, well, I saw a foul, but it's off of him. It's close. I'm just going to let it go.
So do you know what the solution is, Dakota? Get rid of review.
Well, no, but allow that if the review can be labeled, they look at the entire play. So if a foul was committed at any point in time when the guy had the...
But if you do that, you got to make everything reviewable then.
And
it's either or.
It takes
it's
even
one
longer.
Or the other.
How long did that review take last night?
Too long. They all take too long in this sport.
And now you want to be able to... And Dakota's right. I mean, the addition of that part of the review takes away some ability for the refs to make things right on their own.
Yes.
But if you want to open it up to review the entire play, holy crap, how long are they going to be standing at
that table unfair.
Now?
But it's also unfair to say you can review an entire play, and if there was a foul that did not get called, you can now call it. I would say if you're going to include that, you then have to make every play in the entire game able to be challenged. Why is it that because there was another element that's reviewable, can you review a foul on this play, but on another play, let's say Kemba Walker's foul at the end of the game, why can't I just call for a challenge on that?
Because it's inconsistent and stupid.
Right. So this is why I would say you either got to go all in or all out. You either say everything's reviewable or nothing's reviewable.
Right.
That's what you do. That's what I would say would fix the problem. It's very simple. I know it's probably overly simplified, but... It's what it is. Let's unbox some things for Jim Louth's office. It's the final week. We'll do it next.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Today's show is protected by Mimecast.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Sturm.
It's a good quality item.
Kane's mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. For the line.
We got a mother load here.
Like, that's the size of box you put an animal in.
Jim Louth not with us today. He'll be back tomorrow. But we're still going to open his packages for him. It's a service we offer him.
We're more exciting anyway.
Yeah, we take care of him on this front. This is Jim Louth Unboxed. As we fill up the remaining shelves in his office, this is the final week we will be opening packages on the air.
Yeah, I agree.
What should we get to? We have a little background music today there. T-Bone.
I love this. I love this music.
I do not like this song.
I love this.
Can we change it up halfway through?
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you got? What else would you like?
I just got halfway through. Give Zoe half.
Hardy's done an outstanding job with all our new bed rejoins. I love all your rejoins. It's good stuff, buddy.
Schmuck, what are you doing? Playlist. What are you doing?
Who?
All right.
All right, just roll these.
Healing. Hot.
Want me to go first?
I'm reading a letter here.
All right, I got a short one
here. This is from Bobby Schlitz.
Schlitz, I love Schlitz beer.
Dear Jim, hang on to this for me.
It's malt liquor.
I owe the state a little time. Don't let Jones touch it, as I don't like him. I'll be in touch after my stretch.
Is it? Is it another prison letter, or
yes.
Is he going in?
Maybe he's going in the clink.
He's going in. Bobby Schlitz, who says, P.S., it's always good to have friends up in corporate.
Sure is.
It's a ticket stub from 1996, the Wang Center for the Arts, the Wang Theater,
hey,
which is now the Bach Center, I believe.
That looked good on you.
It is a classic film series. They were showing The Godfather.
Come to me on a day of daughter's wedding. Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
So it's a ticket stub to The Godfather at the Wang in 1996.
Nice.
Yeah, it was $6 was the amount to get in.
Okay. All right, so now T-Bone is trolling us. Now he's just playing. Never mind.
I got a letter.
Another prison letter, though. How about that?
This is from Ohio. Listeners in Ohio. Out of state letter.
Listeners there. Tap that app. Oh 98.5thesportshub.com. Make sure you're streaming us.
There's a piece of the show. The best autograph that he received is this 1996 Scott Zolak autograph that I received while living in Washington, Pennsylvania. To Frank. Best wishes, Scott Zolak. And I actually wrote my last name out instead of just scribbling. That's pretty good.
Nice.
Nice.
Dad.
Piece of paper. Nice.
Hardy.
Dear Jim, some fun stuff for the shelf in your office, mostly sports stuff and a random item. Enjoy, Jason Fisher, a.k.a. Bison Brewski on Twitter.
Okay, Bison Brewski. Oh, he tweets me a lot.
Yeah, he tweets me a lot,
yeah,
too.
Good guy.
Looks like we have something like a campaign button. Tony Conigliaro, Tony C.
Nice.
I don't know what he is running for.
A restaurant.
Here's who is running.
I don't know. You know all those Buckley types who keep campaigning for him to get his number retired.
Maybe. Roger Clemens, commemorative ball of
some
kind.
Is that a Burger King ball?
Yeah, it is.
He's helping us complete the collection of the Burger King balls.
Okay,
wow.
So
love it.
We have a Mo Vaughn and a Roger Clemens Burger King ball.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Awesome.
All right.
Great items.
And starting lineup figurines. Oh. Hideo Nomo.
Which uniform? Dodgers?
Dodgers.
Nice.
Ben Coates?
Oh, that's a good one.
Dig that. A Super Bowl 39 koozie.
Yeah, koozies suck, as we know.
All right.
Yeah.
Except for the good ones Bruce Arena sent.
Them. Oh, my God. We got to talk to Bruce today.
And this appears vintage. This is something like they would find on, American Pickers. That's an 8 o'clock coffee vintage tin.
Oh,
looks like a piggy bank.
That's different. It's nice.
I love the old tin coffee, Hardy.
What do you got there? A Hardy, canister of cinnamon or something?
Your dad used to save old paint thinner, oil, or screws in coffee
cans. Maxwell House coffee cans.
Yep,
yes.
Nails. Put your nails in there.
Yeah, nice. And my grandfather used to chew Red Man whole leaf chewing tobacco and spit into an empty Del Monte pear can. You always have one next to his chair.
Pear can.
Nice. This is from James. He lives in Newton, originally from Brockton. Lived in Southie, Charlestown, Dorchester, and now Newton. Gives us his full background. It's a Super Bowl memorabilia football with logos from the first three Super Bowl wins.
A real football?
It is signed by Daniel Graham. His mother won it at a golf tournament. That's from James Thompson.
Nice.
Thank you, James. Very nice. This is a nice football.
It is a nice football.
Oh, logos on it?
That's the old Patriots logo.
Okay. Very nice. Got a box here. Hey, Jim, I heard you were looking for these. Enjoy. Love the show. Keep up the good work. You know, he only pronounced, and this is from Jimmy French, James French. He spelled Hardy's name correctly. Well, misspelled your name, no D at the end.
It happens.
Bertrand and Zolak, Zolack.
It's all good.
Right there, it's right there. Our name.
It's fine. Not worried about it.
The berries.
Oh, look at that.
I got lots of these. Oh, my God.
Are those like snack sizes?
I haven't seen those snack sizes.
I haven't seen the snack sizes before.
Give it to
snack sizes, smart food with berries.
My kid's going to school next week. I'm sticking this in his bag.
No, you're not. Sticking him in my gaping maw right now.
How many are in there?
A lot in here. It's like a clown car. Jesus Christ. A lot of them in here. This is great.
I only want 9. Just give me 9.
When as I was juggling the bags of smart food. When
well, I agree with you on the crunch berries, but see, I don't go with the regular crunch berries. I go with the specialty ones with just the berries.
Oh boy!
Oh, do you remember that day we did cereal talk? For like 2 hours.
Yes.
And our boss was not happy
with us.
Well,
we did that. I think it was more of the hot dog. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
He got called into the principal's office for talking about cereal.
He's just mad.
It was one listener wasn't happy.
He was mad because we didn't talk more Chicago Blackhawk hockey.
Is that a shot at the listener or the former boss?
Yes.
T-Bone.
It was only one email.
Yes.
One email.
Wow. It's not a shot, it was a fact.
It was a shot at the rat listener and that rat Fink boss. Both of them.
I didn't say any of that.
That's exactly what you
did
said.
You get your
that's
sound.
How it came out.
Did you get your Canon sweatshirt yet?
That's your Yeti.
It's Yeti.
None of this is funny.
It's so funny.
It's pretty good.
Gotta be prepared in case he comes back.
All right, that's it?
Oh, yeah, I think that's it. We're good.
Good.
Excellent. Again, if we have mail today, we'll open it tomorrow. That's the end of this.
All right.
It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for all the people
the
who
shelves
sent
things
are, in.
The shelves are filled.
They're filled
they?
Up, yeah.
That's it. We're done.
Yeah. It's good.
It's over.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. Do you remember what you said about Julian Edelman yesterday, by any chance?
Well, knee issue?
Or, yeah. Edelman, limited in practice. We'll mix that into the conversation. We'll take your Celtics calls. Don't go anywhere. We'll do it all coming up after headlines.